today's Dvar Torah, I would like to preface by saying that the idea came to me from one of the budding Talmidei Chachamim of the Yeshiva of Beit El, Rabbi Yair Cohen, who is just recently became a father, and he's now knows what it's like to have his own family, and he's certainly one of the prides of Yeshivat Beit El, and I'm happy to say this over in his name. When the Meraglim went to Eretz Yisrael, so Kalev separated from them, and he went to Hebron to pray at what Rashi says, Kivrei Avot. And that's what gave him the extra strength to stand against the spies' evil words against the land of Israel. And the important thing here, I think, is what for our purposes, is what does it mean going to Kivrei Avot, to the burial place of his fathers? He went there to pray. But we see from here that there really is an interesting, there's an important aspect of being buried in a family plot. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called Kivrei Avot, because we see that all of the matriarchs and patriarchs wanted to be buried together. So we see the aspect of Kivrei Avot being very important in Judaism. What that importance is, I really don't know, but we see that as important. Is it important because this is a place we come to pray? Doesn't mean that the family is together eternally, whether on this world or in the next. I'm really not sure. But we see from here the aspect of family isn't something for just the now, just while I'm here. But even when we're gone, there's an idea for the family to stay together as much as possible. And what that means as far as the world to come, we don't know. But we see that it is important, family, now and forever. Shabbat Shalom.